Doctor, turn on the radio quickly.
All right, we're in a state of emergency. This is a yellow alert.
We're being attacked.
We can't say.
I tell you, we're being attacked.
How do you know? The man didn't say anything about being attacked.
Don't you understand what a yellow alert is?
Well, what is it?
It means we're in a state of emergency.
But still don't
I tell you, we're under attack.
Yes, it sounds like we have some late-breaking information. Now, things are going to be changing minute by minute here tonight as we're monitoring the situation. And in answer to the musical question at the top of the hour, there actually is not a doctor in the house.
Well, yes, there is.
But Dr. Doc Brown is on the shotgun phone patch. Doc, you're kind of sitting in Joe Stack's seat there.
I mean it. I'm in a house. I'm may not be house.
Well, okay. Well, they were referring to this house, this studio, Doc. This is Jimmy Knight sitting in here with you at top of the hour. We got Dr. Doc Brown on the phone patch because Joe Stacks is not able to make it tonight, and he's in perfectly good health, folks. They're just locked down out there in Pittsburgh, and they won't even in Pennsylvania. They won't even let you get on the phone. That's how much they're locking down. Doc Brown is at a safe distance. He's out there helping folks. Doc, how's it going? As the only doctor that, you know, we really know personally.
Yeah, my degree actually isn't in doctory type things. It's in the MBSA. And,
that's right.
Yeah, right. Remember? So, I recommend, staying healthy.
Would you recommend like a box of Sucrets or something for everybody?
Some lozenges.
Yeah, maybe like a gargle, like a tequila gargle, a vodka gargle, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We got Chesty over here sitting in your throne, which is normally your throne, Doc. Chesty, how's it going?
I'm not dead yet.
It's quite. So here we all are, smarting off. For all we know, by the next time the things roll around, we may have the virus by then.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we got to take things a little bit seriously, but not really. Tonight on the show, folks, you can be in touch with us. Go ahead. Go ahead, Doc, give them the email.
Oh, sure. That's LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
You're very succinct, I notice, when you're on the phone, Patch, Doc.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's good for your safety and, well, for everybody's safety, Doc, that you're at a distance tonight. And we're going to kick it off, actually, with a record here that's, well, it's, look, here's the problem. All these records are somehow going to tie in, even though they're like 50, 60-year-old platters. And, yes, everything except for one cut is coming off actual 45 or LP vinyl tonight. Yeah, going to be kicking it off with a group called the Free Spirits. Yeah, the 1967 folks. Talking about that virus, man, he is a bad news cat. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs.
He's a bad news cat. Don't know where.
People survived Hiroshima. We can survive this. We can't do it with you yelling your head off.
Did you get it?
No, but I will.
Thank you.
not yet.
Lost this radio.
What? I know times are mad, but they are not that mad.
Doctor, what does that mean?
Stop asking me that. You make me want to hurt you and slowly.
But what about leprosy?
What about leprosy?
Do I have it?
Sure, you got it. Unterweist kind of leprosy.
What kind is that?
Bad leprosy.
Well, is there a cure?
No.
You mean I'm going to suffer for the rest of my life?
No, I mean you're going to die.
When?
Now.
Lost in Radio.
Now to mix a batch of my secret formula.
Don't look behind you. The invisible thing is everywhere.
Well, then my red toupee jumped off of the shelf. I thought that it was playing all by itself. Then I found out why the records wouldn't stop. The invisible thing was a dance in the bar.
The invisible thing is everywhere.
Well, now I got out of there, faced the way I went down to Washington to see the president. I thought that the invisible thing was gone, but he was doing some songs on the White House lawn.
The Casual Three. Casual Three, now that turns out to be on the Lunaverse label, Chesty. You know what that means, the Lunaverse label.
Yeah, I know.
Right, that's that kind of record, those break-in records by Dickie Goodman that Chesty hates so much, right?
Well, I don't know. I've just had my fill of them.
Yeah, yeah. True enough. But that was Dickie Goodman, by the way, who did. He wrote it and produced it with a bunch of studio guys. The Invisible Thing, right? Circa 1959 or so. There and before, let's see. Before that, it was DDT and the Repellents, right? Doc, you appreciate that?
I do.
That's a good,
really good band name.
Yeah. On the RCA label, a non-charting, sort of instrumental there. That may be the best use of a kazoo I've ever heard in a pop song. Like, normally, when I hear a kazoo in a rock or pop song, I'm out. It's over. You can't recover from that, usually. But it works on that one. That was The Fly Swatter from DDT and the Repellents. And, yeah, we kicked off the show, really, here with The Free Spirits on the ABC label. The Bad News Cat there from 1967, man. We got the stereo copy. The Free Spirits were a bunch of jazzers, right? Jazz musicians who wanted to fuse, make a rock jazz album, and mixed results, folks. Mixed results. Okay. Yes, we have had in some emails here, namely from Jason, and Albert, right? Whatever happened to Sleep in the Ditch, Mitch? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Doc, I don't know, but Jason's got his buddy Al there listening in the deep bunker someplace. We got we don't know if he's on getting on the short wave or not. We got Wayne and Diana in North Carolina listening in separate rooms tonight. They are really locking down for reasons that we are aware of. And here comes that guy. What's his name? Jeez, your host. And, he does that music show. On Thursdays, mostly in the evening. Tune around on your shortwave radio, folks. You'll find it. This Is a Music Show is what it's called, right? And all that sort of thing. And we know that the boss man, Randy Tivins, may indeed be lurking. The boss man from rockandradio.com, we don't know. So, folks, get in on it if you can, if you care. LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com with the email action. All right, so I don't know about you, Chesty. Doc, when this whole thing, everyone sort of started locking down, I sort of felt like finally everybody is slowing down to my speed, right? Like finally I can breathe a little bit, and right now that's the only real silver lining coming out of this so far. So I that was an inspiration for this next set. I guess that first set was all about the virus itself. This is all about the boredom. Yeah, but we're kicking it off with the out of sight sounds of the Swingin' Apollos. Yeah, you know this one, but...
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
As long as it sounds good, nobody's going to care what it's about.
Is that so?
Nobody cares what anything's about.
Is that right?
Who the hell listens to lyrics anyway?
Dry up, tubbo.
Here all night and just do nothing.
How do you know I'm doing nothing? You don't like what I'm doing? Shove off. I don't need you.
I didn't mean it that way, but you're sitting there saying nothing, staring a hole in the wall and not doing anything. It's giving me the creeps.
So creep.
We'll be right back. never, never show. I said the way is really gonna get through. Yeah, 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 the waiting child. You know it's really gonna get through. Well, but you know my magic child. I said I'd never show you. Your magic touch. I said the way it bothers me now. Yeah, child, child, the way.
Yeah, yeah, the out-of-sight sounds there of the Kingsmen, right? The mid-60s garage sounds of the Kingsmen. Yes, that's the same Kingsmen, Doc, that would have done, you know, Louie, Louie, oh, babe, you gotta, right? Of course, that's a latter-day Kingsmen without Jack Eli, who was the guy that did the vocals on Louie, Louie. That was 1965-ish. Non-charting B-side from the Kingsmen, The Waiting, right, on the Wand label. Right before that, man, it was Fairport Convention, right? Yeah. They're covering that Dylan tune, Too Much of Nothing. Doc, come on, that's more your speed, right? Too Much of Nothing?
Too Much of Nothing, that's exactly my speed. You got it.
Chesty?
Oblivion.
Yeah, oh, yes. Oblivion. Chesty was pointing out how relevant those lyrics of that song may actually be for a lot of us these days. And, well, look, man, the set was kicked off with the Swingin' Apollos. They were, like, out of the South somewhere. Atlanta, Georgia, I think. Those guys were out of somewhere around Atlanta, Georgia area. That's a late 66, early 1967 garage band tune there. Of course, covering that old Larry Williams. Slow down! Chesty, come on. Let's do it together. Ready? One, two, three. Slow down! Stay with me. Come on. Just like the guys in the Swingin' Apollos. Dum, bun, dum, but slow down.
Slow down.
Sorry. She's probably better off not joining in, actually. Right? And of course, yeah, I know, everyone thinks that's a Beatles song, but it was Larry Williams did it originally, right? Okay, I got to get my facts straight, Doc, because remember how I was mouthing off about the boss man, Randy Tivins, is lurking, right?
Yeah.
From the guy from over at rockandradio.com, he really is. He's texting, he's trying to break into the chat room, he's hacking our emails, he's everywhere tonight. You can't really see him, right? He's like that bad news cat that we kicked off the top of the set with at the top of the show. And nonetheless, oh, and speaking of people that are lurking, we've heard in Chesty from Mr. Bill.
Oh.
Boise, Idaho way. That good old firefighter, Mr. Bill, you know, who, man, he's been a fan of our show many, many years now. And he chimes in, reminding everyone to continue using condoms during this pandemic, right? Agreed.
Well, you know, somebody mentioned, boy, you know, there's going to be a lot of babies born, you know, 9 months from now. But really, the 6 feet apart thing may completely contradict that.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, there's your conspiracy right there. If you're looking for a conspiracy with this, you know, you're worried about population control. Man, they're not just killing people off. They're also preventing us from procreating. You want a conspiracy? There you go. Let's get that going on the talk radio shows, Doc. Why don't you call in and, like, start spreading that rumor, and, like, a month from now, it'll be all over, you know, the underground media. All right, so now I'm completely derailed, and I don't even know what I was going to say, except for the fact, Chesty, that I guess we're going to move on to our next set, if you're prepared.
Please do.
Yes, because, man, I've been thinking about all the people that are missing out on things, right? So what about all the kids in school, right? What if you're a senior in high school? What if you're a senior in college? Now you don't get to have your graduation ceremony. You don't get to walk. You don't get to do the cap and gown. You don't get to have cake, right? You know, people are missing out on a lot of cultural isms. And it's going to be Mickey Lee Lane on the Swan label. Yeah, he's going to be setting us straight, you know, with a little bit of talking about the senior class. It's gonna be another exclusive right here tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
I've been waiting 4 years, studied hard to pass. I brought an apple every day. I didn't give my teacher no sass. I do my homework every time when I get home from school. I make a solid B average. I think I'm playing it cool. I had to make it the grade. I had to make it fast. I want the kicks now and I want the chicks now and they're all in the senior class. I've been waiting 4 years and I do it again. You know I'm meeting all the pretties and everyone's my friend. I said I'd take them in my car to all the spots in town. And there ain't a free night because you know I'm always running around. I had to make it the grade, I had to make it fast. I want the kicks now and I want the chicks now and they're all in my senior class. Ah. Teaching no sass. Oh, I do my homework every time when I got home from school. Oh, solid B average. Oh, I'm playing it cool. I had to make it the grade. I had to make it fast. Don't you know I want the kicks now and I want the chicks now and they're all in the senior class. Ah. Oh.
Hey, what's with Jimmy?
What's all the fuss about? If you're out of booze, why don't you just say so?
Well, there once was a time in the days of yore when you'd walk into a grocery store and squeeze everything to make sure it was fresh. Even the old lady behind the counter. Just a little store in your neighborhood and you knew the food they carried was good. I mean, 50 million flies can't be wrong. But Then some fellow invented a mart where you walk around with a shopping cart. That's how the whole thing got its start. We've been suffering ever since. In addition to miles and miles of shelves, got crazy doors that open by themselves. And if you walk into the one marked out, the thing swings open, gives you a shot in the mouth. And if you run up on them too fast, they stay closed.
And that thing they call the shopping cart, well, to run that thing is really an art. I think they have elves that come in at night and file down the wheels so they swerve to the right, knocking over that beautiful display case of marinated octopus suction cups.
At the checkout counter, for an added treat, you get savings stamps with your groceries and meat. You arrive home in a joyful mood and find the stamps all stuck to the food. But they're pretty tasty once you get used to them.
But despite all that business contrived, that little store has still survived. You'll find one in every neighborhood where you can still squeeze the rolls to make sure they're good. And besides, everybody knows that squeezing things is good for you, psychologically.
Jimmy, that money's for your medical education.
The doctor with the scalpel in his
hand. Wrong pole child,
my baby loves a medicine man.
Wrong pole child,
my baby loves a medicine man.
Rubber glove and stethoscope, he make me out to be a dope now.
My baby loves a medicine man.
He carries a thermometer instead of a gun. A big operator tell his work is done. I say, now come on, baby,
tonight, Daddy Case is doing an appendectomy. Oh,
my baby loves a medicine man.
Oh, poor child.
My baby loves a medicine man.
Rubber glove and stethoscope, he make me out to be a dumb y'all.
My baby loves a medicine man.
Well, kill Daddy Case and the young interns now. Got my heart to wear the aches and the burns now.
A white coat and threw away a safe.
Don't pull, child.
My baby loves a medicine man.
Don't pull, child.
My baby loves a medicine man.
Rubber glove and stethoscope, you make me out to be a dope, y'all.
My baby loves a medicine man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My baby loves a medicine man.
My baby loves a medicine man.
Yeah, well, there goes the Untouchables. Right? The Untouchables. See, I just get it. The Untouchables.
I get it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, come on.
No, I was not even thinking. That's just how these things go.
What was the name of the song?
That was My Baby Loves a Medicine Man.
Wow, by the Untouchables. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Untouchables out of 1962 on the Liberty label. Right?
Liberty label.
And it's on the Liberty label.
Oh, God.
That's true. That's how these things go, folks. I'm telling you, listen, I don't want to get off on a whole big thing because nobody really cares, but I don't really even try. It's not like I'm going online looking for songs that might tie in. I literally just started flipping through the records in our collection and set out a stack of ones that may kind of tie in. See, that's the beautiful thing, Doc. That's what this show is all about, man. These records are 50, 60 years old, and they're tying into your current situation, lockdown over there, Doc. What about it?
Yeah, no, wait a minute. Don't you remember the time? What were the circumstances when you said, hey, just pick out a crazy record or something?
Yeah.
And I picked out a record. It was about like a ski skiing accident, and like Sonny Bono had just died.
Right. That was the like super skier by the Chad Mitchell Trio, where the guy skis and runs into a tree, and you just picked that out randomly one day, like the weekend after Sonny Bono had died, back around 2002. That's true.
Yeah.
Right. I could go to YouTube and play these and look up stuff, but.
Well,
folks, you know, physical media, analog vinyl. You're in the middle of it. Just you're all in lockdown. You have no choice. You're listening to analog via digital. Except, hey, you know what? We heard in on the email here from a guy in Cleveland, a longtime listener who can only listen to our show on the shortwave radio. If conditions are in his favor, and the conditions are a little bit in his favor. This is Matt in Cleveland. He says he's got reception varying from poor to good, and that Lost Discs is going viral tonight. Well,
yes, may the odds be in your favor.
All right. Okay, so speaking of things, Doc, this last set we're going into here is going to tie in because it's all records that are dealing with the financial crisis, which is a fringe contribution of this pandemic situation, right? And we don't know what's going to happen now. I like the idea that we're sort of all on the same playing field, even though we know.
You know, no salaries coming, Doc.
We know how it goes. Yeah, Doc, we're going to have to.
You're furloughed.
Well, he's not. He still has to show up for work.
Oh, he's working from home.
Not getting paid, Doc. Here comes a little bit of a... Now, this is a Woody Guthrie tune that some people may know, and you're going to immediately understand why it ties in. But we got to buy Country Joe McDonald tonight on Lost Discs.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm, and I called that heaven. Prices up and the rain come down, and I hauled my crops all into town. Got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids, and raised a big family. But the rain quit and the wind got high. Black old dust storm filled the sky. I traded my farm for a Ford machine. Poured it full of this gasoline. Started rocking and rolling. Deserts and mountains to California. Way up yonder on a mountain road. Hot motor and a heavy load. Going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping. Bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown, kind of a nervous bust down. The mechanic fella there charged me $5, said it was engine trouble. Way up yonder on a mountain curve, way up yonder in the piney wood, I'd give that rolling Ford a shove, gonna coast as far as I could. Commenced the rolling, picking up speed, come a hairpin turn and I didn't make it. Well, man alive, I'm telling you that the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel and flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children all over the side of that mountain. I got to California so dadgum broke, so dadgum hungry that I thought I'd choke. I bummed up a spud or two and the wife fixed up some tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. Mighty skinny kids. Look like a tribe of thermometers running around. Lord, man, I swear to you, that was surely mighty thin stew. So damn thin, I really mean you could read a magazine right through it. Look at pictures, too. Pretty whiskey bottles, naked women. Always have thought and always figured that if that damn stew'd been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen through it.
Credit is a sacred trust. It's what our free society is founded on. Do you think they give a damn about their bills in Russia? I said, do you think they give a damn about their bills in Russia?
They don't pay bills in Russia. It's all free.
All free? Free my ass. What are you, fucking commie? Huh?
No, I ain't no commie.
Well, you better not be. I don't want no commies in my car. No Christians either.
Life is like a party, and everybody alive is a party crasher. Ooh, and I love parties. I talk to a bird, a sweet pigeon, all morning in the park.
She sat beside me. I dug her, and she dug me. We were poor together. I mean, when you're really poor, you can't lose anything. How can you be more secure than that? I mean, like, man, I'm rich.
Say, hey, I was born, yo, with a wooden spoon in my mouth. Silver spoon I ever saw, yo, was in a Sears and Roebuck catalog. Oh, yes, it was. Mama took getting washing to make money to feed our face. But Daddy took the money to buy himself a little taste. Used to say, son, you know Daddy's got to have his taste. You know Daddy's got to have his taste. And he got it too. Seals and a Roebuck catalog. Yes, it was. As I think back on my school days, going in lockers, taking lunches. Didn't have money to buy my own. I took sandwiches by the bunches. One day, Mrs. William called me and made me write it on the blackboard 500 times. I will not take nobody's lunch. Will not take nobody's lunch. Not for a long time. Yeah, I had a hard time, yo. Born with a wooden spoon in my mouth. Yeah, I came up the hard way, not the highway. Yeah, but I think this is gonna be the year for underprivileged children. All right.
Yeah. I'm finding it hard to concentrate tonight.
Look, let me explain it once more. You see, their group, those three of them, they get 112,000, right? Those over there, them, they get 97,000. We get 84,000. And you, by yourself, you get $56,000 alone.
But no matter how you figure it out, I still don't get as much as anybody else.
We're not just hoping you're dumb, America. We're banking on it.
Can't come it, haven't got a teller.
yeah. That's going to be Copper Penny, right? Copper Penny on the Big Tree label. That's a Canadian group, right? There's our Canadian shout out for the night. Speaking of Jason in Halifax and your host up in Toronto way and all them guys up Province way, guys and gals, that is, right? Copper Penny never really hit it in the States, had some big hits in Canada, and that was out of 1973, Sitting on a Poor Man's Throne from Copper Penny. Before that, man, it was Joe Tex. Man, Chester, you were digging that Joe Tex.
Oh, love Joe Tex.
Right? Wooden Spoon, see? Some people are, well, he was born with a wooden spoon. He's just admitting it, man, like the most of us around these parts. And, of course, Joe, good old Country Joe McDonald, right? Yes, of Country Joe McDonald and the Fish, right? Country Joe and the Fish, Doc.
Yeah, the Woodstock people, right?
Right? Sure, man. With the, you know, the Fish chant and all, Fish cheer. And that was the Talkin' Dust Bowl Blues. Yes, they were covering the legendary Woody Guthrie there. Joe McDonald did a whole Woody Guthrie album. You know, Songs of Woody Guthrie thing, back circa 69 or 70 on that, on the Vanguard label, man. And, yeah, we forgot to back announce Lenny and Dick. Lenny and Dick in the previous set there with the Talkin' Supermarket Blues out of 1964 on the Laurie label. I think it's the first time we've ever played two Talkin' Blues songs in the same episode here. Look, man, we're going to go out now on a song that we can all rally around together here, I hope, tonight. Oh, and before we do, hey, big shout-out to J.J. Johnson, right? And he knows why. And here we go. It's going to be We Five.
Love is but the song we sing for fear the way we die.
Like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Good one.
Oh, that's terrific, Peter.
Yeah. Well, we've not been missing out on the lost discs, folks. We've been continuing to organize and sort our 45s collection. You know, on your behalf, folks. So we can do things like this. Folks, get over to our website. It is lostdiscsradio.com. You can check out all the fun photos and listen to all the fun shows. Man, that's not all there is, man. You got to get over to rockinradio.com, where they keep encouraging us to do this kind of thing, right? They carry us over there as well. along with the boss man, Randy Tivins, the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And, of course, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and his brother from another mother. Yes, that is the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips in true electrophonic Bri-Fi. And, of course, Mark Brainerd with the Deep Album tracks. Right? Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Good night, Doc.
Hey, good night.
Doc, use a condom these next couple weeks, would you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Body condom.
Huh? Yes, a body condom, right. Specifically. I think that's what Mr. Bill meant in his email. All right, folks. Good night, J.J. Johnson. Good night, Cuz. Good night to all the guys in the chat room, man, at Area 51. Killer Cycles. And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.
Let's get out of here. I can't breathe. Seth, put out those torches!
No! I master here now. Seth! Put out the torches. And lock the door after we leave.
I warn you, I'll not be responsible for the consequences.
I don't think this place is healthy for any of us. Come along.
Crazy! Now this is H.B. Calcimine saying good night.